U.S. citizens warned to shelter in place as looting follows violent protests in Haiti. By the Associated Press in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Looters pillaged, burned, and vandalized shops in Haiti's capital Sunday following 2 days of violent protests over the government's attempt to raise fuel prices. Journalists saw young men stripping shelves bare in some supermarkets that were charred from the protests. Several bodies lay among debris scattered in the streets. With the situation still chaotic, the U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince on Sunday warned U.S. citizens to shelter in place. It noted that many airline flights had been canceled and said the airport has limited food and water available. Telecommunication services, including internet and phone lines, have been affected throughout Haiti, the embassy added. It may be difficult to reach people through normal communication methods. American Airlines, which had canceled 10 flights since Saturday, said three of its planes had left Sunday from Port-au-Prince and the northern city of Cap Haitien, bound for Miami and New York. Dozens of people remained stranded at the airport in Port-au-Prince, unable to return to their hotels or other accommodations due to the blockage of streets and the lack of transportation. The cancellation of flights stranded church groups and volunteers from a number of U.S. states, including South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. Chapin United Methodist Church in South Carolina posted online that its mission team was safe but stranded. Marcy Kenny, assimilation minister for the church, told the state newspaper that the group hoped the unrest would abate enough for them to safely make it to the airport. A North Carolina doctor and his son were part of another medical mission group that was unable to leave. Shelley Collins told WRAL-TV that her husband James and their son made it to an airport but couldn't fly out. Police Director General Michelle Ange-Gideon ordered officers to crack down on what he called bandits who disturb the peace and security of the country. At least three people were killed in protests Friday, and police said the bodies of four people were found Sunday in the streets of the Delmas district, though they didn't say if that was related to the protests. The government on Saturday scrapped plans to raise fuel prices 38 to 51%.